Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy Today. We have a big show for you this week and a very timely one, too, I might add. Coming up on Tuesday, 16th, marks the 45th anniversary of the passing of Elvis Presley. In the studio, we have the curator at Graceland with a whole lot of memorabilia. Angie Marchese will be joining us. And then later in the hour, James Burton, one of the best guitarists of all time who worked for Elvis over 11 years, will be here to talk about his experience and how he learned about the death of Elvis. Next hour, UB40 with their first American tour will be talking to us. Comedian and from Impractical Jokers, Joe Gatto. Lovely actress, Robin Lively, with a brand new movie out. And then we're going to talk about gaming trends with Jennifer Jolly. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgy Today.
By GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll-and-go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And, of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of the lonely street, that heartbreak hotel.
We're back and we're live nationwide and all around the world. And by now, anybody that listens to my voice knows that I'm a huge Elvis fan and very closely connected to so many of the friends of Elvis Presley. And now we have somebody directly from Graceland, who has graced the lands of Graceland for the past 23 years, Director of Archives. This is the probably only time that I wish this was a television show, because you will not believe what I have in my office right now, other than our guest, Angie Marchese. Hi, Angie. How are you?
I'm doing good, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing. It's nice to see a good Italian person. Actually, you're Italian by marriage, right?
I'm Italian by marriage. That's... I'm Irish by descent.
Oh, well, that's okay. That's our Irish-Italian. That's a very good vintage.
Yes.
You can rob the bank and get drunk.
Yes, at the same time.
At the same time. Well, I don't like making any friends with my old pals. Director of Archives from Graceland. And let me just explain to you what this beautiful young lady has brought to our office. Well, I tell you what, why don't you explain it to us?
I have artifacts from Graceland. We have several items here that are from our three new exhibits that we opened this year in honor of Elvis's passing. We're celebrating all year long. Celebrating sounds kind of harsh when you're talking about it, someone's passing, but it really is a celebration of his life and his music. The first exhibit we opened during his birthday this year. It's Elvis on Tour. It chronicles the Golden Globe winning documentary that was filmed in 1972. We were able to bring together five of the seven jumpsuits, the jewelry, the stuff that he wore on and off the plane, even the key to the city of Roanoke, Virginia that he was given in 72. And the highlight of the exhibition was contacting Pierre Adige's family, the producer of the film, and them actually loaning us the Golden Globe that Pierre won for the documentary in 1972.
Wow, unbelievable. And what was really cool when she showed me all of these great artifacts she's brought in here, I was at one of the cities that he did the show in Buffalo wearing a powder blue jumpsuit. But my wife, at the time wasn't my wife, we went on New Year's Eve to see that movie, Elvis on Tour.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it just brings back so many great memories. Now, you have so many other things with you,
yes,
including this gold belt that he received in 1969 for the attendance record at the time, International.
Yes. Elvis loved this belt. It's sterling silver overlaid in gold, has diamonds, rubies, and sapphires. He would wear it on and off stage, probably more famous for being the belt he was wearing when he went to the White House to meet President Nixon.
Yes.
But he wore it on stage with several jumpsuits, including several jumpsuits during the filming of Elvis on Tour.
Yeah.
In fact, he wore it with the white pyramid suit when he performed in Jacksonville, Florida, just up the road.
Yeah, you're right.
We actually, for the very first time, we've had the belt on and off display several times over the years, and this is the very first time we've actually displayed it on a jumpsuit as he would have worn it on stage.
And when he went into the White House in the Oval Office that day, and of course that's a story in itself, the president looked at him and said, "Boy, you're kind of a wild dresser," and I loved his response. you got your shirt around and I got mine, yes. Out of all of these things that we see when we go to Graceland, including the Hound Dog, which is, I think, a Jetstar. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The Convoy 80, which is the Lisa Marie. The museum across the street, which has a couple of Stutz Blackhawks in it. And I'm happy to say that one of the cars I had in my home for about a year, the Lincoln with the suicide doors. And then you get a chance to go into the Jungle Room and, of course, Meditation Gardens. You have the unique distinction of being the person who takes care of the second floor, which has been seen by no one.
Basically, yes. It's part of my job to maintain and preserve the upstairs of the manor.
Now, what is that like? And what kind of security coverage do you have to clear and to say, "I'm not going to take the little pictures and sell it to the Inquirer"?
Oh, besides naming my firstborn child, giving them over to the Presleys. No, just kidding. No, it's very reverent up there. It's the way it was when Elvis passed away. We maintain it that way. That's the way that Lisa likes it. That's the way the family wants it to be maintained. So I only go up there when I need to go up there. But it is part of my job to keep it preserved for Lisa and her family.
Yeah. Now, there have been so many rumors of, over the years that Lisa would want to move back in there. That's not going to happen, is it?
No. Graceland opened up for tourists 5 years after Elvis passed away. In fact, we're celebrating our anniversary this year. About to greet our 18th millionth visitor. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. And it's always her dad's house. Lisa comes back to visit, and when she does, she brings the kids, and sometimes they have dinner at the mansion. They go ride golf carts, go out and play with the horses. It's very much her dad's home, but it also is very important to her to share that with the public.
And the other thing, too, is that she stay there when...
No, she doesn't stay there.
Okay.
No. She'll come in after tours, and she'll leave early in the morning, or late at night, depending on what time, and... But she spends a lot of time there, but you would never know. If you were a guest and visiting Graceland, you would never know that she had been there.
The first time I went there, of course, he was alive, and across the street was the Strip Plaza.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Of course, now across the street, there you got
our visitor center.
Visitor center, radio station, I think you got over there. You got restaurants.
Yeah, we have Sirius Radio. In fact, we have one of our change in exhibit spaces where we have our new Icon exhibit, Icon, the Influence of Elvis Presley, which we opened in March. We partnered with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's the first time that we've ever done an exhibition kind of featuring other artists' items to tell their Elvis story, how
sure.
Elvis influenced them.
Sure.
And I brought today, which I showed you, Bruce Springsteen's leather jacket.
Yes.
And for those of you who don't know, Bruce is a huge Elvis fan. In fact, he's probably the most famous person ever to jump the gates at Graceland.
Right.
Got all the way to the front door before finding out that Elvis wasn't even home at the time.
I've done something like that.
But he credits Elvis for making him want to be a rock star. And lots of musicians do. The exhibition, we have everybody involved from Bono to, there, we have a Dean Martin tux. Obviously, Dean Martin, a big influence on Elvis. Oh. Then they were great friends.
Yep.
We've got one of the Beatles' gray collarless jackets.
Oh, really?
Yes.
They had that on a 45 jacket one time, those gray
mm-hmm.
jackets. Yeah, yeah.
We have Ringo Starr's jacket on display. We've got Ricky Nelson's green lamé jacket, which is homage to the gold lamé suit. We've got Katy Perry's outfit she wore on American Idol when she sang Waking Up in Vegas. Very Elvis-inspired outfit. In fact, I brought the sunglasses with me.
Yes, you did.
And we've got a pair of white shoes that Justin Timberlake loaned us. Justin, another Memphian, obviously heavily influenced by the Memphis Sound and Elvis, bought these white shoes to wear them at a red carpet event because Elvis wore really cool white shoes in the 50s.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the exhibition itself covers all genres of music, young, old, African-American. We've got Wanda Jackson. We've got Wilson Pickett. We got James Brown, who actually would come to Graceland to visit Elvis. I mean, so it covers all aspects of music, and it's amazing to hear how Elvis had such an influence on all of these musicians, all these different types of music, and how he continues to still be a heavy influence on today's music and today's pop culture.
There's no question about it, and of course the great saying that John Lennon said was before Elvis there was nothing.
Right.
Which, frankly, from the now, if you ask that to Little Richard, you're going to get another story altogether.
As we yeah. Know,
okay. Because it's always that competition situation there. The fact is that he not only influenced music, he influenced clothes styles, he influenced hairdos, he influenced
mm-hmm.
culture as well.
Yes.
And that's the phenomenon. I mean, mm-hmm. and, you know, I can remember when he would come on the Ed Sullivan Show, and I'd be out in the backyard playing in the swings, and my mother would holler out, and she'd say, "Come on inside, Elvis Presley's on the air." And this was my mother, you
right.
know. And this goes back many, many years ago, but the fact is she was probably in her 40s at the time, and that was like, oh, my goodness, this is rock and roll music. And she was even enamored by it.
Well, no one looked like him. No one sounded like him. No one dressed like him. You know, even to have all of that, you know, the good looks, the sound, he was such a humble person.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody expected him to be that way. And it was just kind of was the whole package.
Yeah. Sure, boy, there's no doubt about it. Whenever you talk about the whole package, you can talk about a lot of people in the entertainment business. That's the whole package. But nobody like Elvis Presley. We're going to pause for a second. We're going to come right back. We're talking to the director of archives for Graceland. Fascinating lady. Angie Marchese is our guest. She's coming back with us. She has in our office right now Lisa Marie's fur coat. We've got the gold belt that Elvis got at the International in 1969, his sunglasses. This Tuesday, August 16th, Elvis Presley has been gone for 45 years, passing away on that date, August 16th, 1977. It is so hard to believe he's been gone that long because of everything that's happened over the past 45 years to keep his legacy alive, including this latest movie that's out right now, Elvis. And equally hard to believe, if he was alive today, he would be 87 years old. And Angie and I will be right back with more with Ron Seggi today.
We've caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because our love is too much, baby.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets, and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
If you're looking for trouble, you came to the right place.
We are back on a very exciting show. We're talking to the director of archives from Graceland. She's been there for 23 years at Elvis Presley Enterprises. Angie Marchese joins us, and her husband's from Buffalo.
Yes, my husband's from upstate New York.
Yeah, not too far where I grew up. And we're talking about the fact that in our studio here is a lot of Elvis memorabilia. His gold belt, we've got sunglasses, we've got his wallet. This is so cool with his American Express card. It was a Bank of America.
A Bank of America card, yes.
And, gosh, the award he got.
The Golden Globe for Elvis on tour.
I'm all excited. I didn't get all this stuff. I have gone so far, I told you before we went on the air, I have gone so far, I have a music room in my home. Because, as I told you, I'm a singer. But I even went as far as buying a Stutz Blackhawk, okay, because Elvis, that was Elvis's favorite car.
Yes, it was. Yeah. That's what's so funny is that Elvis, you know, was a Cadillac guy for the longest time. And, you know, he could have any car he wanted, but in 77, he was still driving a 73 Stutz.
I know.
It's quite amazing.
Yeah, that's the part that I thought was cool, you know, is that here you could go out and buy a brand new anything, including a brand new Stutz.
Right.
And he's driving a 73 Stutz.
73 Stutz. Yeah. Elvis was a creature of habit. When he liked something, he liked it.
Then that included food.
Yes, it includes everything.
I mean, he could eat meatloaf and mashed potatoes.
Priscilla tells that story that there was a 6-month gig where every night for dinner, Elvis wanted meatloaf.
Yeah.
And so everybody was eating meatloaf for 6 months straight every night.
He would get on these kicks, too, with like the black jumpsuits and not like the ones that he wore on stage. This goes back to the early 60s with the guys in the group.
Yeah, with the Entourage members. That's how they got the nickname the Memphis Mafia.
Yeah.
When they showed up in Seattle to film It Happened at the World's Fair, and they all showed up in these black jumpsuits with sunglasses carrying briefcases.
Yes, yes.
They looked like the Mafia had come to town.
Then they went to mohair suits, and the colonel said they looked too old.
Yes.
And that was the end of that deal.
Yes, it was.
When you listen to people... that journalist, they always want to go for the dirt, okay? I have a philosophy. Not that anybody cares, but I'm going to tell it to you. My philosophy is that if you're a politician, if you're an elected official, I kind of own you 24 hours a day because you're representing what you're supposed to be representing when it comes to me and you, okay? But when you're an entertainer, you really only own them for the 2 hours you're on stage. I mean, they have a lot of influence on people, but, you know...
Right.
Elvis has taken an enormous amount of criticism, and it's a sad situation about how he lived his private life. It was his private life.
It was. It was his private life. And I think the one thing with Elvis that people forget is he was human.
Right. They forget that.
They forget that, you know. And that's like I think that's probably why the wallet that we have with us.
Right.
why everyone loves the wallet so much, because it is so personal.
Right.
Everyone can connect to it. You open it up, and the first thing you see in there is a picture of Elvis and Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
Just like any other dad back in the 70s, even the 80s. Now, if you pull out your phone, you have a picture of your kid on your phone.
Right.
Elvis had a picture of his daughter in his wallet. The very first thing he saw when he opened up his wallet was a picture of Lisa.
Yeah.
You know, and it just, it shows you. It's like, oh, wow, he's just like everybody else. But people tend to forget that about Elvis.
Yeah, when you become a myth, when you become an icon, when you become mm-hmm. someone that they don't think gets up and puts their one leg in a pant,
right,
one at a time, then you are in a situation which I think a lot of people have commented that were close to him, say that if he knew what was going on today, he would be shocked, because he knew he had obviously popularity,
mm-hmm.
but it was, he was also concerned about that waning a little bit. He was concerned. He thought 40 years old was over the hill.
But back then, you got to think, a lot of people thought 40 yeah. years old was over the hill. Yeah. Nowadays, the 40 is the new 30, and
right.
you know, all that type of stuff. You know, because mindsets have changed, and people's thoughts have changed. But he also was such a humble person to begin with. You know, if he had recorded "That's All Right," they got played on the radio for one day, he would have been happy. He had no idea that was going to lead to and what that was going to launch to. And when he got drafted into the military, yeah, he was worried coming back that people were going to forget about him. But he even said before he went to the Army, he goes, if that's it, then that's it. I'll do something else.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, I know that he was upset when he heard the mix of Suspicious Minds, because it was not, his voice wasn't as dominant. And I know that he was disgusted with some of the soundtracks, you know, that he was doing in the 60s with the movies, because here you got all these British guys coming over who admired him, and he's singing to a chicken, you know,
right.
and that would tick him off. Old MacDonald, I think, was
yes.
the song he was really upset about. But the fact is that he reinvented himself. I got to tell you a little story, and not about me, but this is how he attracted, I think, so many people. I was never a huge Elvis Presley fan. I mean, you never know that today, but I was never a huge Elvis Presley fan because, you know, I grew up in the 50s, but mostly the 60s. So I'm with the, you know, the Beatles and the Supremes and all these people. I was working for a radio station, and Suspicious Minds was
mm-hmm.
a tremendous hit and a tremendous produced record. Felton Jarvis and
yeah, I read him in
Moment.
Sound.
Yeah, they were mm-hmm. great. But anyway, the music director gave me the album Elvis on Stage, which was recorded at the International,
right.
and had none of his songs on it. It was Poke Salad Annie, it was Del Shannon's Runaway, Humperdinck's Release Me.
It had Hey Jude on
it. Hey Jude on it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to that, and I said, holy man, this guy is good, because he was doing hits of other people better than
they did
than
it.
They did them,
mm-hmm.
and it was the live versions. You
right.
know? And after that, you know, then I was smitten by the whole situation. It's amazing how he reached some. You go to a concert, you see somebody 8 years old, and you see somebody 89. My mother used to go to his concerts, you know?
It's amazing how he still reaches people years later.
Yeah.
I mean, nowadays, people are discovering Elvis in way different ways than my parents, than you discovered him, you know? But the key is that they're still discovering him.
Yeah.
And they're still seeing the fascination with this guy from Tupelo, Mississippi, and they're still able to connect to him years after he's passed away.
Yeah.
There's still that connection.
Yeah.
And it's about the music. It's the heart. It's the soul that he put into his songs,
mm-hmm.
in every song he sang, no matter who sang it first.
Right.
You know, Elvis never wrote songs, so Elvis wasn't the John Lennon songwriter.
Right.
You know, Elvis did do lots of covers, a lot of them better than the original artist did, but that's what it's all about. And people just kind of, they hear it. You know, they hear the soul in the music, and it's very authentic, and it's something that still, you know, brings people to Elvis these days.
Yeah. Boy, there's so much to touch on. Can you stay a little bit longer?
Sure, why
okay.
not?
Angie Marchese is our guest, the director of archives for Graceland. She's here in our studio with Elvis stuff. The glasses, the belt, the wallet, Lisa Marie's little fur coat that she wore, her footprints from her birth certificate. And this weekend, we are remembering Elvis, because Tuesday, August 16th, marks the 45th anniversary of the passing of the King of Rock and Roll. And there's more to come with Ron Seggie today.
Lord Almighty, feel my temperature. We'll be right back.
experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Renowned author Salman Rushdie remains hospitalized as his attacker is formally charged in a courtroom in western New York. 24-year-old Hadi Matar pleaded not guilty to attempted murder and assault for his alleged attack on the 75-year-old Rushdie. Rushdie remains hospitalized on a ventilator and will likely lose an eye. He has been the subject of death threats for more than three decades since his novel, The Satanic Verses, was released. Former President Donald Trump said the trove of documents taken from his Florida estate had been declassified. According to an inventory taken, FBI agents took about 20 boxes of items from Mar-a-Lago, including a variety of classified materials. The warrant used to execute the search was unsealed Friday. Trump wrote that all of the materials taken were declassified and that federal agents didn't have to seize anything, accusing authorities of playing politics. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've got another segment here with our special guest, Angie Marchese, and she is Director of Archives at Graceland Elvis Presley Enterprises. And this is a phenomenon that we were talking during the break that is so hard to even comprehend because obviously makes more money now than he did when he was alive. There was some issues with the estate shortly after he passed away because of the upkeep that it took. This is the thing that gets me. Nobody really said, hey, let's open this thing up for a couple of years.
Now, actually, what happened was Elvis was so used to spending money that he really never thought about saving it. I mean, buying people cars and jewelry and houses. And his logic was, if I need money, I'll go out on another tour. That's all I have to do. You know, I'll put on another album. And so that was kind of his philosophy. He's like, that's just the way that he was. And when he passed away, it was like the expenses were still there, but nobody was bringing in any money. And it was 5 years after he passed away that Priscilla had decided that we've got one or two decisions here. We can open the house up for tours, or we can sell it and sell the artifacts and then put that money away so Lisa will have something to inherit. And by, you know, a very smart move, she opened the mansion up for tours in June and still be open, you know. So they say that when they opened up that first summer, they didn't know if they were going to sell 10 tickets, 100 tickets, if they were going to sell out for a week or what they were going to do. They completely sold out the entire summer.
Wow.
And it just kind of kept going from there, 18 million visitors later.
And I'm not saying this for any bragging reasons, but I've been at the White House, in the West Wing, in the Oval Office on 3 or 4 different occasions. Certainly not during this administration, but I am more excited about my picture in front of Graceland than I am.
Well, it's kind of funny because Graceland's become one of those bucket list things.
Yeah, I know.
That everyone's got to go to Graceland, even if they're not an Elvis fan.
I know that.
It's become that American iconic pop culture thing to do. If you're within 6 hours of Memphis,
You've got to go to
Graceland.
Well, you know, it's funny. I had an attorney friend of mine, and he went to Graceland, and he said, I had to touch the doorknobs. And I says, why would you touch it? He says, because I think Elvis may have touched that doorknob,
exactly.
And I had to do the same thing. You know, Pat Boone made a comment one time that I think was kind of interesting. The world was never supposed to know an old Elvis.
Right.
Do you think if he was still with us today, would he be singing? What would he be doing?
Personally, yeah. I think he would have gone probably back to movies, gone to more serious roles. You know, I also think he probably would have gotten into producing more music. I don't see Elvis still performing.
No.
That's just me. I just don't think.
Yeah.
I think that back in 77, even at that point, I think he was to a point in his career where I don't think he wanted to perform anymore, and he was looking for what the next thing to do, what it was going to be. So I think that he probably would have gone on to mentor more people and kind of gone behind the scenes more, you know, and fulfilled a career that way.
Would he be able to do that with his love for the adulation that he got? Because I know that he always used to say, I don't want nobody to recognize me. Joan Rivers told me one time, she told Elvis, if you want nobody to recognize you, don't wear a jumpsuit and a cane and carry 8 guys around with you, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, he did have that, what we all have, that ham in him. Could he have gone behind the scenes?
I think he could have, because I think he still would get the adulation. Because even, you know, it'd be like, you know, a legendary producer. It'd be like Martin Scorsese, who did the montage on Elvis on tour, walking in right now.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's behind the scenes all the time, but everywhere he goes, everyone recognizes him. And, you know, so I think it would still be the same. It still would be, if Elvis walked into a room, it's like, oh, man, there's Elvis.
Yeah. It really was a shame that he didn't do the movie with Barbara
Starsborn.
But, you know, I have to be honest with you, I kind of side with Colonel said about taking second seat. She would have been tough to work with, and I don't know if those two would have. That's kind of water and oil there, you know?
It could have been, but it also could have been a turning point.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. Out of all the things that you see, Angie, did you ever see him in concert?
No, I was only 5 when he passed away.
To be honest with you, as a musician, even the build-up was good. I always told James Burton, I said, you know, sometimes if Elvis didn't show up, it would have been very disappointing, but you still would have got your money's worth with that band. Because they were sensational with the Sweet Inspirations and J.D. Sumner and Kathy Westmoreland. But out of all these things that you are lucky enough to be around every single day, what's your favorite? And we're talking about the planes, the cars, the jumpsuits, all the awards and the racquetball court, the house, the jungle room.
My favorite thing is the very first artifact, I guess you could say, that I discovered. It was in a shoebox in the bottom of Gladys's closet. We were cataloging things in her closet and opened up the shoebox, and in the shoebox there was a whole bunch of pictures. And so we were going through all the pictures. Under the photographs there was Elvis's graduation program in tassel from high school.
Wow.
And I think that that's probably my favorite thing, because that's a mom.
Yeah.
That's what a mom would have in a box in her closet of her son. Now, this happens to be Elvis's, but it's so personal.
Yeah.
And I think that I connect more to that side of it. You know, it's just the person. It's making him a human.
Yeah.
You know, instead of this iconic star that he was, it's, you know, seeing the human side of him. And so that's my favorite thing that we have.
You know, it's funny you should mention that, because there's been a special on PBS about Johnny Carson, who had a real problem having any compliments given to him by his mother. Certainly not the case that Elvis had. There was a close relationship there, obviously. When she passed away in 1985 in her home in Phoenix, they went through her closet and found the same thing. They found a box of all these articles that were in newspapers, magazines about her famous son, Johnny Carson, but she never let him know that.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that in Gladys's case, that
it was a difference. It was a different story. I mean, she actually had a scrapbook that she kept of Elvis and stuff like that. But, you know, it's that personal side. That's the reason why the Elvis and Lisa exhibit, I think, is probably one of my favorite ones that we did this year, because it shows that connection. It shows Elvis the dad. I mean, we have the Elvis on Tour exhibit with the concerts, and then the influence in the Icon exhibit. So we have explored lots of different sides of Elvis this year with our new exhibits at Graceland. But it just, I think the personal side of it, because it's the side you don't hear about.
You don't know about it. You know, like you say, he was a regular guy. And when he did stuff that was regular, people look and say, oh, man, he did that.
Yeah.
But that's like regular.
Yeah, and that's like in the Lisa exhibit when Lisa talks on video about, you know, Elvis is the only one who could get me to take a bath.
Yeah.
You know, he would sing me lullabies, you know, or he put me on a horse and we'd go riding around the backyard. And just typical things that a dad would do with his daughter. And that's just so very touching, because it is so personal.
Well, one of the times I was talking to Jimmy Velvet, I said, when was the last time you saw Elvis? He says he was putting gas in his motorcycle. And I said, he was putting gas in his motorcycle? But you can't picture that.
And that's probably one of my favorite things about Elvis, that he drove all his own cars.
Yes.
I love that, because that's just, again, he didn't have to have it. He could have had a chauffeur.
Sure.
He could have had anything he wanted. Sure. He drove all his own cars. He probably would fly his plane if he wasn't scared of flying.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, it's funny you mention that, because when he died, the night that he died, of course, everybody was in shock. Everybody knows, like, the Kennedy assassination. It's an old line where you were when you heard of the passing of Elvis Presley. But that night on the Huntley-Brinkley Report on NBC, David Brinkley said Elvis Presley died. I went through the whole story. They showed clips of the Hawaii special. And then he says Elvis Presley didn't smoke, didn't drive, and didn't drink. Well, I know that he was a bad drinker and didn't drink, but he also smoked cigars.
Yes,
and
he
drove, like you said, every place.
Yep.
This has been very exciting for me, and I hope for our listeners too, because you have brought some great stories and some great memorabilia. An American icon, regardless of what kind of music you like, regardless of what kind of movies, you can't deny the popularity, the influence, and the ability to perpetuate a reputation for so many years. And you're a lucky lady to be working there.
I enjoy every day of it.
Oh, you got to be. You got to be the hero in your family, too, especially to your parents and stuff who grew up with them. Now,
yes. My daughter's already grooming herself to take my place.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
She's 12, and she's already going, like, she's like, I'm going to be you. And I'm like, okay, come on.
Well, when I go there the next time, sneak me upstairs.
Can't do that. Sorry.
Did the president go up?
Nope.
President wouldn't go up either. Huh?
Nope. But Oprah didn't go up.
Oprah didn't go up?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll let you go on now.
All right. Okay, thank you.
Angie Marchese has been our guest. She is the director of archives from Graceland. She's on a tour, and we are just ecstatic over the fact that she decided to stop here at our studios to chat about the King of Rock and Roll and show me some of the artifacts that I've seen from afar for many, many years and in pictures, and bring them here to our studio. Thank you, dear. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Very
now,
much.
Everyone come to Graceland. You can see everything, too.
We are going to be talking about Graceland a lot, and we will be there.
It's going to be hot, so.
Hey, you're from Florida. I've been here for years.
Yeah.
We know hot.
We know what hot is.
We know what
that is. Yes.
Thanks, Angie, for being here. August 16th marks the 45th anniversary of the passing of the King of Rock and Roll. When he died, he was 42. He would be 87 years old today. Quite a story about an American icon. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today. Burn it up.
St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete. And in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our is James Burton.
August 16th marks the 45th anniversary of the passing of Elvis Presley back in 1977. And joining me right now
is a very close friend of mine, the first man ever to be inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame under the title of Sideman. He played for Elvis for 9 years. One of the best rock guitarists of all time, Mr. James Burton.
Hi, Ron. How you doing?
I know you're doing a physical workout today, James, but you're making us guys that sit on a couch all the time really look bad. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I can tell you I need it.
And as I mentioned earlier, you know I mean this from the heart, too. I think you're one of the greatest rock and roll guitar players of all time, playing with the likes of Ricky Nelson, Roy Orbison, John Denver, Jerry Lee Lewis, Frank Sinatra, and, of course, Elvis. But tell us how you got the gig with Elvis. That's real interesting. He called you on the phone and actually recruited you, didn't he?
Yeah, that's right. He called me in '68 to do a comeback special, which, unfortunately, I couldn't make. And I was doing an album with Frank Sinatra at that particular time, and he called me back in 69. We had a great talk on the phone for about 3 hours, and he asked me if I would be interested in putting a band together and working with him. He wanted to open in Las Vegas, do a live show. He got so tired of doing movies, and he just wanted to move on doing live shows but in front of a live audience, and he missed it so much. We talked for a long time, and I assured him that, I was very busy in the studio, so basically it worked out, because I gave it some thought, and I thought it would be great to do both, to the studio recordings and then have the time to go do some live shows. And with the king of rock and roll, I mean, you can't get any better.
James, did you put together the rhythm section?
Yes. The guys that I wanted and worked with in Los Angeles are great players, So these are the guys I recommended, and I just thought that, this would be a killer band. We got Ronnie Tutt out of Dallas, Jerry Shep on bass, and then Glenn Hardin on keyboard. The first show we did in Las Vegas at the International Hotel at that time was we had a different keyboard player. We had Larry Mahoborak, great player, great studio player, and him and Ronnie were great friends. They had worked together many years. Unfortunately, Glenn D. couldn't make that first show, and after we did the first show opening in Vegas at the International Hotel, then Larry got real busy in the studio. He became music arranger and conductor for Andy Williams. He couldn't come back and do the next show we did at the International Hotel, so I called Glenn, and Glenn was available to do it at that time.
When did John Wilkinson come into the group?
Well, John came in, I played on a record with him at RCA. He was on the RCA, and producer Rick Gerard had called me to play on his record, and of course John and I became friends. I had a call from Rick Gerard, said if there's any way you could swing John into the picture to play some rhythm guitar, sure would be great. So we had a rehearsal and brought John in, and John worked out. Everybody liked John. It worked out good. John came in and started working with us on that.
People ask me all the time, what was it like to see Elvis on stage? And I always tell them that no matter how great he was and the charisma that he had when he walked out on stage, if he never walked out on stage and you just saw that rhythm section at work, it was well worth the price of the ticket. You guys were absolutely and still are fantastic.
Oh, yeah. I mean, these guys, it was just such a hot band. These guys were such great players, and the energy, but it was like Elvis, everything he sang, it was a lot of energy, and the band had so much energy behind him, we just pushed him off the stage every chance we got. we just had a great time playing together.
One of the things you commented to me was the fact that when you were doing these shows the first time around, they were about 50 minutes to an hour long. You were a lot younger, and the songs were fast. Now when you do the show to the video with the live rhythm section, the shows are 2 hours long, and let's face it, you're a few years older. So it's really a job out there, a physical feat, really.
Well, it really is. Do forget, years ago now, you forget how fast the songs were, and playing them now, because you go back with the different videos and that they picked the songs from, for the video. The tempo is just unbelievable fast.
That's why you're working with a trainer now, right?
Right.
Even though this is a tribute to Elvis this week, I got to tell you that I still love watching that black and white special with Roy Orbison and the same rhythm section you guys had.
Oh, yeah, that was a wonderful show. All-star band and singers and everything. It was great to pull that many together for one show. It was great.
James, tell us about how you found out of the passing of Elvis Presley. I know that you were probably en route to Portland, Maine, where you were going to start a tour, but how did it all come about that you found out that Elvis had passed away?
Well, we were on the plane flying to Portland, Maine to open our next show. And, when I left Burbank, California that morning and flew into Vegas to pick up Joe Gercio and some of the band members, and we were flying out across the world, man. It was just incredible. We had this phone call from Vegas, and, none of us knew what was going on. They wouldn't say anything. They said, return to Vegas. So the pilot said, well, we have to stop and refuel. We can't just turn around and go back. We have to stop and refuel. And we stopped at the closest place we could refuel was Pueblo, Colorado. And we stopped there, and we were all standing outside the plane waiting to get the service and everything. And Marty Harrell, trombone player, came up to me and he said, James, I'm going to go call Vegas and see if I can find out, get some information on what's going on. Because the only thing that came to my mind was the fact that his dad had been sick and had some heart problems. And I was thinking, you know, well, maybe something happened to Vernon that maybe Elvis might have canceled the tour or something. And that's all that I could come up with. And so anyway, Marty went and made the phone call, and he came back to the plane. He came up to me and he said, James, that, you know, something incredible, terrible happened. Elvis has passed away. And, I mean, like, cold chills went over me. I couldn't believe it. And, I mean, it was a shock.
Sure.
So we had to fly back to Vegas, and then I flew back to Burbank and got on the phone with Joyce Pizzito and Charlie and everybody back in Graceland and told them I was going to try to get a flight out and come down. And they said, absolutely, come on down, you know. And I finally got a flight. All the flights were booked solid. And this lady at American Airlines got me on the flight the next morning. And it was just unbelievable. I mean, like, I still, it's hard to believe today even that he's gone, you know. I mean, we're doing these live shows, it's like him being there, you know, doing the video and him saying, play it, James, and introducing us on stage. And I was in shock. I mean, I just couldn't believe it actually happened.
You know, I get the chills when you say that, especially the part where he always said, play it, James. I mean, that was just like his trademark when it came to a solo by the great James Burton. I'm a huge fan of what you do, and I know that he respected you not only as a person, but as an artist. And I still am excited about the fact that you were the first inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for the position of sideman. I'm sure you're as excited about that as all your fans are, James.
Truly an honor. I'm still really excited about it.
We, of course, wouldn't do a tribute to Elvis without you on board.
Well, thank you, Ron, and God bless you and your wife and all your family.
Thank you, James. I appreciate that. The lead guitar player for the TCB band for Elvis Presley, legendary James Burton. And this week, paying tribute to the King on the 45th anniversary of the passing of the King of Rock and Roll, August 16th, 1977. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Root, has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgie today, but we have another hour to go, and I want to thank my guest this first hour from Graceland, Angie Marchese, with a whole lot of stories and memorabilia that she told us in our studio this week about the King of Rock and Roll, who, of course, this Tuesday will mark the 45th anniversary of his passing. I also want to thank the great James Burton. He's played with them all. He's played with Ricky Nelson, Roy Orbison, John Denver, Frank Sinatra, and Living Years with Elvis Presley. Next hour, UB40 will be joining us. Comedian from Impractical Jokers, Joe Gatto, Robin Lively with a new movie out, beautiful actress, and Jennifer Jolly. And that's coming up next hour.